You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
809 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to a call. Quick little thing on Malik Nabers. Malik underwent a second surgery on his knee to remove scar tissue that was causing stiffness. This is according to Dan Duggan. According to sources, I'm told the second surgery took place, quote, multiple weeks ago, and it was described as a, quote, cleanup. The second surgery isn't expected to impact Nabers' recovery time. By the way, this is all from Dan Duggan, who covers the team. The team is still hoping the number one wide receiver will be ready for the opener. Nabers first underwent ACL and meniscus surgery on October 28th. The Giants are clearly moving in a different direction in terms of their style. I think it's going to be more smash mouth. It's going to be more run-centric. It's going to be more about pounding other teams into submission via the run. And just, you got a fullback, you got Scataboo, you got Dort. And I don't think he is going to just be the pocket passer this year. He won't run as much as he did last year, but he's still going to be a part of the running game. I just think you're going to see what you saw in Baltimore, a lot more physical, a lot more smash mouth, a lot more punishing your opponents offensively. Nabers does factor into that. Of course, you want Nabers on the field, but I think that early on, trying to establish that, it's not the biggest deal if Nabers misses a couple weeks. I certainly don't want him to, and it certainly doesn't sound like he's going to, but if he did, I don't think it's the biggest deal where they're so dependent on Malik Nabers. Otherwise, this offense is not going to move the football. I think they're going to be able to. Plus, they added depth at wide receiver. You know, they added Mooney. They added Austin. They added Likely. Nabers is a terrific and tremendous player. And he is going to have, I think, a wonderful career. And I've said that since he got drafted. But ultimately, his health and doing the right thing and making sure he is good to go so that something else doesn't occur is paramount. Not necessarily being out there for week one against the Cowboys. Because let's be honest, I mean, they probably don't even need him for Dallas. Let's be honest. But certainly his presence on the field will be requested. That's for sure. And wanted, especially if you're Jackson Dart. I mean, that's your top guy. But by all accounts, this is not a big deal. It's almost something you're going to do anyway. So if, and they're hopeful he's back for week one. We'll see. Remember, Andrew Thomas missed a couple games and ended up being not a major deal at all for Andrew Thomas. Obviously, the team was horrible, but we were going to be horrible anyway. Especially when you bring back the whole thing. We don't need to rehash the Giants last year. It's all about moving on with them. We could talk about the last year all we want, but the reality is it happened. And because of that, we now have Harbaugh here as the Giants coach, and this team is clearly moving in the right direction. They brought in a program builder. They brought in a taskmaster. They brought in a guy that will rule with an iron fist and a guy that will change the style that we see this team perform on both sides of the ball. And I'm excited for it. It's a ways away, although with the schedule being released tomorrow, and we will be on the air tomorrow. I have you from 7 till 10, and then John Schmelk and Paul Dottino have a special schedule release show that will take place 10 to midnight. But I'll be on as the games are being released, even though we know a few of them already, including the Giants in week one, Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys. And we know all the international games, and the Giants do not have an international game. So that's good. That means a bunch of stuff. Number one, I don't have to get up early, which is nice. I don't necessarily feel like getting up at 8:30 in the morning to watch anything, quite frankly, especially these days with after hours. You know, I don't have kids. I have the cat, but the cat is a cat, so I don't have to get up at 8 in the morning. It's not a human alarm like a child would be, so I could sleep in. So I don't really want to get up that early for football. I prefer the night games, the Sunday night games, which is what they have in week one. So I'm giddy for that. Very pumped up for that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. A very pleasant Luke evening to everybody out there in the audience. 888-808-1019.
Luke evening.
That is the phone number to call as we get closer and closer to the Eastern Conference Finals. A game five in Detroit tonight, just tipping off. It will not end the series, whoever wins, but it will go a long way to sort of narrowing down who that opponent might be, especially if Cleveland wins. That's going to be tough for Detroit to come back. If Detroit wins, I think they hold serve at home in Game 7. If Cleveland can steal this game, then I would start to go, oh, maybe the Cavs will pull this off. Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County. What's up, Chris?
Tommy, Hey. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
I got a lot for you, So give me some time.
Go ahead.
First, you had an interview with Seinfeld, okay?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Kiki and Evan and Sean was sticking up for you, was agreeing with you, where you asked Seinfeld a question about something to the fact of, you ever think about some of your, you know...
What I said was, Jerry, like me and like a lot of the audience that loves your show, do you ever find yourself quoting Seinfeld in your everyday life because the show is so
and
relatable?
He said, what a question or something to that
He goes,
effect,
you,
right?
you get something to the effect of, you're Tommy Lugauer, you're a professional. Ask me a better question, something like that.
I will say two things here. I'm gonna Kiki's response, and I love Seinfeld. I can quote everything.
Yep.
Seinfeld is incorrect. That is a perfect question for him. That's a little bit of arrogance on his part. Love Seinfeld. Kiki agreed with Seinfeld and said, Seinfeld's a comedian. He does bits. And that's what I do. Kiki, you've never watched an episode of Seinfeld in your life. Seinfeld is not a bit comic. Every situation applies to Seinfeld. I could quote every day different tiny little things that matter. Like, keep a towel on. Like little tiny things that you don't, like late June, like that you don't even know.
There was
right?
noticeable with shrinkage. Well, hopefully that's not something you quote in your everyday life. But yeah, absolutely. But again, no, it's, and I could see where Jerry was coming from, but I could see where I'm coming from. I can see where
you
I'm coming
correct.
From. Yeah, well, either way. And by the way, you know what, though? I interviewed Jerry for like 20, 25 minutes. That was the one question and answer that seems to be the one that everybody pointed to and remembered.
Tommy, four years ago, you're producing the Carton and Evans Roberts show, and now you're going to be Seinfeld. Pretty good.
Amazing.
So
amazing. Pretty good. Looking forward to having Jerry back on at some point, hopefully, as well.
I love Jerry.
Yes.
So listen, two things. Very wrong that Evan is not taking you to the Knick game. He's taking Big Mac. I'm sorry, Big Mac says he's a Knick fan.
Say
he's
this again?
He's a giant Yankee
Wait,
fan.
Wait, what happened now? What is Evan doing?
Evan's going to the game, and they're saying, who are you taking? And what's-his-face? Tiki goes, you're taking Tommy. No, I'm not taking Tommy. Oh, you're taking Big Mac. I am. I'm taking Big Mac. He's this. He's a Knick fan. He's this and that. And I turned off the radio right there because you are a bigger Knick fan than Big Mac. No offense to Big Mac.
No. Hold on a second. So Evan is taking McGonagall to a Knick game this year in the playoffs? That's what's happening?
McGonagall.
I think so.
I was unaware of that. I appreciate you bringing that up to me.
No, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Second, with the Knicks, and I got a Sean point for you, Sean, your old cohort.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, OKC is beatable. I'm telling you, the reason they're good, and I watch the NBA, no one plays up to them. No one defends them. You're telling me LeBron James couldn't slap the ball out of Chet Holmgren's hands when he's under the hoop, sticking his rear end out 1,000 times? Jordan would have slapped that ball out. Antonio Davis would have slapped that ball out. Charles Oakley would have slapped that ball out. We could compete, and you're absolutely right. The national media doesn't know anything about the Knicks. They don't watch it at all. No. It's like when Richard Jefferson said against the Hawks, oh, well, they're in Atlanta. Atlanta has the home advantage. I said, Richard, Atlanta is a home game for the Knicks every time. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sick of this narrative of OKC, this unbeatable team. If we play well and defend the three and play hard and mess it up, and get these guys uncomfortable every game. I'm sorry. We can beat OKC. They are a fraud team. I'm not talking about they don't have the skills or the skill set.
Yeah, I don't know if I could call them a fraud. They won the championship last year.
Tommy, they are frauds. We are a tougher team. We are going to win the championship. I promise this. This is the year. And by the way, when Tommy, when Evan takes you out off-site, like years ago when he would get you Chipotle, Evan's got to do better by you, man. All I got to say.
Well, hold on. He's fine. You don't worry about it. He's done a lot. I wasn't aware of the situation with Chris and taking him over me. That's Evan's decision. They're his
tickets.
Let's
go Knicks.
They're his tickets. Now I'm trying to get into the brain of Evan here. He probably, in his mind, says, well, listen, McGlagagal gets off at, 6:25, if there's a Yankee game. So it's easy. He can go right to Madison Square Garden. Boom, boom, boom. If it's a 7 to mid where I'm hosting, too, and the Knicks are, which has happened a bunch, where I'm on the air during the game, Evan's like, well, Loogie can't go. He's got to work. So I'm sure it's more about my schedule, than it is he's picking McGlagagal over me, or he views Chris as a bigger Knick fan.
McGonagall.
So I think that's probably what's going on here. I don't think it's one of those spots where Evan is just like, oh, I don't want to go with Lugauer.
I think, Tommy, he has mentioned in the past that you may have turned him down at some point, and that might have rubbed him the wrong way.
Well, what?
He might have asked you to come into a game, and you couldn't or something, and then maybe that's rubbed him the wrong way. I feel like I remember him saying that at some point.
Recently?
I think so. I could be wrong.
I don't recall him asking me to go to a game this season.
What?
So I could be wrong on that. He would know better than me because he was the one that asked and he maps this stuff out. I don't recall him asking me to go to a game this year. If he did and I turned him down and couldn't go, whatever the case may be, and he is now holding that against me, he has every right to do that. I think it's a little bit extreme, but that's totally fine. I would rather think about it as, hey, the schedule that I work doesn't always allow me to be available at night to go to the game because I'm hosting during the games a lot. And even if there's a Yankee game, if the game is the Knick game is 8 and the Yankees are at 7, I'd have to race back here or maybe even leave early in the fourth quarter, which I would definitely not want to do. So hopefully that's more what it is. But again, it's his prerogative. It's his tickets. As he profits off the team that he hates. I mean, that's just
Let's go Knicks.
That's just what makes Evan, number one, a millionaire, and number two, a very smart guy. But thank you for that information. And thank you for not only Connor, but Chris, because I didn't know that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ozzie in Woodridge. Ozzie?
Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this Cinco de Lugi. Very entertaining tonight.
Thank you. That would be your suggestion for what I should call a five-hour after hours. You would want me to call it a Cinco de Lugi.
Tommy takes ideas. You might as well take names.
I might as well rip off other shows. You're right. Well, I probably should just call it that. Yeah. The Cinco de Lugi here, and we'll do all the number five. And this is our number one. Number one. We'll just completely rip off Evan and Tiki.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you do it all the time, so you might as well just keep
never been proven. You know what I mean? It's all accusations by you, Ozzy, and the coalition. It's never really truly been proven. It's more just hearsay. It's more just accusations. And I am innocent until proven guilty. And every time you throw something my way, Ozzy, I feel like I have a bare minimum an answer for you. I don't duck it. I just tell you what's going on. And it's up to you and the audience to decide whether or not you said, believe me.
Yeah, you don't duck during these, innocent banters, playful banters.
No.
You duck when the Knicks are in a deep 2-1 hole and everyone's complaining about the Knicks. You duck when really the going gets tough. Then that's when you duck. This is child's play for you.
Are you insinuating, Ozzie, that I am more into the said foreplay than I really want to get down to business? Because when it gets down to that time, I'm like, hey, I got a headache, I got to run. You know what I mean? Is that what you're saying? When the going gets tough, positive Tommy gets going?
Well, usually the foreplay lasts longer anyway, so yeah, whatever you
want. There's only so many moves I got. I tell my wife that all the time. I'm like, I got four or five of them, so this could go an hour, this could go 5 minutes. You're only going to see five moves, so it's really up to you as far as length of time. But yeah, foreplay's great. But I think Ozzie, and I've explained this to you a million times, that night, what Ozzie was referring to...
We don't need to go over it again.
But you keep bringing it up.
It was just an innocent little reminder. Relax.
No, hold on a second. Innocent little reminder. You,
R-E-L-A-X.
Easy, Aaron. You tend to innocently remind me about a lot of my public humiliations or times where you viewed me as skipping the podium. A lot. You say it's innocent, but then I feel like I have to remind the audience what you are discussing and what you're talking about because they might not be aware. That's all. But you're running
it's
the show, Ozzie. This is your world.
No, it's not guilty. I know what you did.
What is this? I know what you did last summer?
So
what am I, Jennifer Love Hewitt? You know what I did last summer?
I know you like movie references, so I threw that in. But I am one of your best phoner friends, and I want to give you a cautionary tale.
Okay.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Hi, buddy.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
You're sounding a lot like Sean was when the Blue Skirts were on that run 2 years ago, and he was dismissing the Florida Panthers. Last night on your show, my friend, you said whether it's Cleveland or Detroit.
Yes.
And remember, Detroit boat raced you and beat you up and is a matchup nightmare.
Means nothing. Means nothing. Has no carryover.
You,
Boston was like that last year. Didn't matter. But okay.
Detroit, like
I
Sean
did.
Dismissed
No, I know. Well, dismiss. I dismissed the Cavs for sure. I think I give in Detroit the proper respect. But I think
you said
what I say.
Whoever it is, we're going to the finals no matter what.
Yes,
that's what you said.
I did say that, but I think I prefaced it by giving Detroit the proper respect, and then I said the Knicks will take care of business.
I just don't want you to have at the mecca of mediocrity.
Now here we go,
deja vu all over again, like Sean did that year, where he lost to Evan's nephew. You know what I mean? That's pretty embarrassing.
I do know what you mean. And I do know where you're going with this. Whether it was with our Islanders this year, when I was put up on the big screen, claiming that the town we live in, the state we live in, the city that we live in, is now an Islanders town. And we all know what happened, coincidentally, but it happened right after that they went into the tank. And then, of course, last year, you know, positive Tommy, the Mets, it didn't go very well. The year prior to that, they didn't make the World Series. The Knicks have had their, you know, issues in the playoffs, not getting to the promised land. Are you trying to say that when positive Tommy gets a little too braggadocious, the team that I root for goes haywire?
Well, I'm using a specific example, a cautionary tale. Sean
got it.
Touched the
it's
cup.
More Sean. He did touch the cup.
You are touching the Larry O'Brien.
Well, I got to touch right something now. Right now. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sitting here by myself. So sometimes you touch something. But I listen, Oz.
It's
you
the
see
same
the
shape with a ball.
You can relax over there. The calm down, Tiger. The deal is
you
this.
You said it. Not
I didn't say anything. I said nothing.
Sure, come
you,
on.
No, I said nothing. I said a little thing. You took it the way you took it, which is totally fine, Ozzy. We've already had issues. You know, this is not a family program at this stage right
and
now.
And Sean
so.
Looked like that day that he had to dress.
He did. He had to dress like that. By the way, we don't do that bet anymore, I guess, because he should be dressing like the Larry O'Brien trophy because my Knicks went further than his Rangers. I'll say this. We're no longer on the show, so all those agreements are gone now. It is what it is. His team, as you know, is gutless. They're probably never getting back to the playoffs ever again. It is what it is now. And they'll be fine, but I don't trust Drury, that's for sure. But in terms of the Knicks, how could you not be overconfident, though, the way they're playing basketball? I know you and the coalition are waiting for the other shoe to drop, but the Knicks are rolling right now, and whoever they see in the East, I don't think is going to be able to withstand what the Knicks have in store for them. That's all.
What I feel is, NBA especially, but sports in general, it's about the way you match up with the other team. It's about matchup. And Detroit, with its physicality, with Thompson and with Durant, whatever the hell his name is, they kind of intimidate, especially Cat underneath, and they kind of get under Jalen's skin on the defensive end. So the matchup-wise, you don't match up very well against Detroit, even though you're playing lights out right now. So for you to say yesterday, even if it's Detroit, we're going to the finals, that's a little bit braggadocious and touching the Larry O'Brien. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Ozzy, and all I'll say is this. When you are in the position that I am in, and you are positive, Tommy, and you are the host of the highly successful, highly entertaining, highly enjoyable After Hours.
They call me Tommy the Clicks Machine.
And when you are the genius, the generational talent, I don't give a shit. That even if I don't come up with the idea and a caller has the idea for me, I know it's a good idea, if not a great idea, and I incorporate it into my show. Much like the happy Luke evening to everybody out there.
Or the big Lugowski.
Luke evening to everybody in the audience. When you are in the position that I am in, and I am a public figure, so to speak, when you put your neck on the line, when you put your reputation on the line, when you say the things that I've said, whether it's the Cavs or the Pistons, no biggie. Because I am not worried about either one of them, and I think the Knicks get to the finals. If that were not to happen, especially considering the way the Knicks are playing right now, steamrolling through their competition, 7 in a row, putting up historic numbers, the city is buzzing. Everybody is feeling glee, and the electricity, you could cut it with a knife. As Macho Man used to say, the enthusiasm right now is right the edge of a lightning bolt. You know, everybody is feeling it. If the Knicks were to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals on the heels of me saying what I said, then I agree with you, Ozzy. It would be the most public of my many humiliations. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just one sec. Yankees, Knicks, little Met talk as well. We have hours and hours here on After Hours to take your phone call. If you want to go a little bit off menu, that's cool as well. We'll get into some of the schedule stuff, including one thing the NFL did here, which we knew they probably were going to do, but they stamped it home. It's official now. There will be a new Thanksgiving Eve game this year. I have a very strong take on that. We will discuss that moving forward here. I got you till midnight. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, here in the late night.
One small step for man, one giant leap for...
Lugie! 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, we've never heard a triple bang before. And what I mean by that is Mike Breen. He's obviously the bang call and then the double bang every once in a while in the big moments. But we've never heard a triple bang from Breen. And he was on the Roommates podcast, I think earlier this year in the offseason. And he was asked, hey, would you ever bust out the triple bang? The Roommate podcast, obviously hosted by Jalen and Josh. The voice of the Knicks said, well, you know, obviously if the Knicks win the championship, especially on a big three or something like that, buzzer beater, paraphrasing, by the way, you know, he would bust out the triple bang.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Well, Mike Breen will call every game that the Knicks have going forward because ESPN has the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals. So we have an opportunity for the triple bang. The triple bang could be part of one of the great calls ever here in New York sports because it would be the first championship in forever, the first championship in my lifetime, the first championship in many Knicks fans' lifetime. And what better way to celebrate the said championship than with a triple bang? I know that's the way I'd want to celebrate, with not just a single bang, not just a double bang, but the triple bang. There'll be a lot of triple bangs going on, and rightfully so, because it's been a minute. But I'm so glad that Mike Breen gets to be on these calls, and it feels like I'm watching a Knick game. And then I hear Richard Jefferson, and I'm like, okay, it's not a Knick game anymore. But you have Breen there to offset that, which is nice. And Mike Breen, and he's said something, I think it was during the Bulls game at the end of the year, and it made a lot of news, and I commented on it a bunch, when Mike said, listen, again, paraphrasing, but this idea that, hey, it's finals or bust, and let's remember the years that the Knicks went through where times were tough, and it wasn't what we're watching now, and all the success. Let's just remember where this team was, and let's just be happy now that, hey, this is where they're, like, it's a good thing that we're talking about finals or bust. Because for so many years, we were talking about, you know, ping pong balls. Again, paraphrasing, but essentially, enjoy the moments, which I agree with. I disagree with him a little bit on the, hey, I do think it should be finals. You know, that should be the goal here. And then when you get there, win the championship. But I know that his heart was in the right place, and I know what he ultimately meant by it. Because I understand it. And nobody watched more bad Knick basketball than Mike Breen. Him and Clyde had no choice but to sit there and watch it. The rest of us could turn it off or check out or whatever. Mike and Clyde had to sit there and watch this crap for years and years and years. So nobody is more deserving than Mike Breen to sit there and get to call the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals and possibly bust out, and hopefully he does because it means the Knicks win a championship. I know he's a man of his word, and he'll be reminded of it too. Like, by the way, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but you know, one bang's not going to be enough here. Not even a double bang is going to be acceptable. When the Knicks win the championship, for the first time ever, you're going to have to unveil the triple bang.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
So there'll be a lot of triple banging going on. And then the triple bang will live in infamy because it'll be the call that we all hear over and over and over again because it will be for a championship for the Knicks.
Born to play basketball!
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Darian is in Hamden, Connecticut. What's going on, Darian?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Now, Darian, hey, you apparently have information because a caller previous, Chris in Monmouth County, said that Evan is planning on going to a Knick playoff game with McGonagall and not with yours truly. You have said inside information on that that could help me kind of figure out what the deal is?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, Carton Thomas Big Mac tickets on the wood to the Knicks game.
Really? So courtside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, courtside. Mm-hmm. A couple of days before the game, he tells Big Mac, I'm sorry, you can't go and bring my son instead. Evan hears about that, feels bad about it, and to make it up to him is bringing Big Mac to one of the conference finals games.
Gotcha.
We all know you're the bigger Knicks fan.
I see.
It's just a favor.
It's a make good because Chris was apparently going to go courtside. It didn't end up happening, and Evan stepped in, mm-hmm. and now he's going to take Chris to a game. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you clarifying that. And I, like I said, I wasn't annoyed by it. I'm sure Evan had his reasoning. All good. And this reasoning is makes a ton of sense. And like I said, I work these hours. I'm sure that's in the back of Evan's mind in general. Like, oh, Lou Gowers either going to be on the air or he's going to have to rush back to the station during the playoff game. He's not going to want to do that. And he's right. That's annoying. But listen, if they're in the finals. But then I also understand if Evan sells his tickets. So I'm not pressuring him or asking to go or anything like that. If he takes Chris, especially for that reason, I'm totally easy, Tiger. I'm totally okay with it. All good. All good. Because my responsibilities are to hear the audience, too, to be the first voice on once the Knicks win the championship.
The big Lugowski.
Now, I'm not going to lie. If I could sit on the couch and watch the game or be at the game, that's great, too. But it just, if it works out that way, schedule-wise, they have to be on the weekends. And we know that's just not feasible. Like, some will be, but most, you know, there'll be some that'll be during the week. Need a nice little Yankee 8 o'clock game. That would actually work out very well. Yankees. Because then I'd be able to come on at like midnight, so we're all good. But whatever. It's all, no worries at all. But I appreciate you clarifying that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Michael is in Bloomfield, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Tommy.
Hey, what's up?
I have a new favorite Met already, and I'm watching the game right now. AJ Ewing is my new favorite player.
Well,
look, I love the energy he brings to this too.
No doubt.
I really do.
Great eye too, by the way. I mean, he just walked again. He's had I think 4 walks already. So he's been electric. He's been poised. He hasn't looked like a kid that's making his debut series here. He looks like ready for the moment, and he has been, it's a game and a half, but he's been sensational so far. All we could go off of is what we've seen, and what we've seen has been great.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So far.
Yeah, I think I asked you this before. I don't know if it was a few weeks ago or maybe a month. I don't remember. Do you know when Ryan Clifford will be ready? Also, I want to make a point, too. Do you think there's any chances? Now, Connor McDavid has been, I think his legacy is being ruined in Edmonton. What would the chances of any of the New York hockey teams, like the tri-state teams, like the
getting
Devils,
him?
The Islanders,
yeah.
The Rangers,
I mean,
and they get Connor McDavid.
I lean no on that. I don't think so. I know there's been chatter or people trying to stir the rumor mill up about him and going to the Rangers. I don't see that. And I know Edmonton got bounced early in the playoffs, and he basically called the team out, said they suck, paraphrasing, but he was didn't have the nicest things to say about the group. And they've obviously had some big runs in his time there in Edmonton, and he's the best player in hockey, or right there, short list of guys that are great, or the best in the sport. But I don't foresee it. It'd be cool, because you'd have a superstar player here. Of course I want him on my Islanders, but I just don't see that happening. No. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. Max Fried had to leave the game today. His start dealing with some elbow hyperextension. It doesn't sound like the part of the elbow that would require Tommy John surgery. Hopefully it's something minor. Hopefully he's only out for a little bit. But if he has to miss, you know, a month or two, the Yankees are fully equipped to handle it because of their starting rotation and how great it is. You just got Rodon back. You're going to get Cole back. Schlittler has been unbelievable. Will Warren has been incredible. Weathers has been good. The pitching, the starting pitching, has been sensational. It truly is the strength of their team, along with Aaron Judge and Ben Rice, the combination of those two guys. And as much as you don't want to lose Max Fried for any amount of time, I would be very cautious with this. I know he, after the game, said he's hoping that he could make his next start. Even if they get great news, I would err on the side of being careful, because he is extremely valuable. You don't want to injure it further. You don't want to end up having a bigger problem. The Yankees can definitely get by without him for a little bit, but you want him to be here for October, of course. He's one of the aces of the staff. And he, along with Schlittler and Cole, give the Yankees a major advantage against any team in October. So where you can withstand it throughout the regular season, losing a guy like that because of the depth they have in the starting rotation, you certainly want him back for the stretch run, for the push to October, and then once you get to the postseason, obviously you want Max Fried on the hill. So hopefully this is just something that's a whatever, you know, it's fine. He'll be back. And if he misses a week, if he misses 2 weeks, if he misses a month, if he makes his next start, great. But I would be, much like I was with Anunoby, I'd be like, there's no reason to push it. You know, the player wants to be out there, but he's too valuable, especially long-term, like once you get to the postseason, where you don't want to risk any type of further injury, even if you get the best of news. And in all likelihood, we won't get news till tomorrow because he's going for imaging. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Robbie in Phoenix. What's up, Robbie?
Afternoon. Hey, listen, I was in Japan for about 2.5 weeks. I saw my father-in-law.
Hopefully that was a great time. I've never been. I would love to go. I hope you had a wonderful time out there, Robbie.
Oh, yes. My father-in-law is a diehard baseball fan in Japan. Most of them are. Yoshi is a Yankee fan and a Giants fan, Tokyo Giants fan. Now, there's this term called baka. It's idiot. So every time Aaron Boone does something, he screams baka. Yeah. So you
He like you, Robbie, is not a fan. Yeah, he like you, Robbie, is not a fan of Aaron Boone, is what you're telling me.
No, most of the Japanese public think he's terrible. So like I said, he's not only terrible here, he's viewed as terrible throughout the world of professional baseball.
He's not even, Robbie, one would say is, because there's a lot of people that think he is the worst manager in baseball. This is just some Yankee fans. Like you, Robbie, you were the first to call, I think it was like 3 games into Aaron Boone's tenure as the manager of the Yankees, and you called for his firing. So you were a visionary. You were ahead of your time. You saw the future before anyone else called, because we've gotten millions of calls about this through the years. It's been like a decade now that he's been the manager. You were the first, though. You knew within 2 to 3 games that Boone wasn't the guy. So there are some like you, Robbie, that think he's the worst manager in this country. But it's possible that he's the worst manager in the world, according to you.
Yes, 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 he is. And a lot of Japanese fans agree with me at the ballpark. They think he's terrible. Yeah. Now, here's what happened. Yeah. We would talk about at the dinner table how terrible that he was for just for like an hour until the wives had to stop us from talking about it. So now, in my household, back in America, there is the Aaron Boone rule. I only have 20 minutes to vent about him, and then my wife says you have to stop.
Well, I think that's smart on your wife's part. She's very, I think that's fair. She gave you an appropriate amount of time because the last thing you want to do, Robbie, is become obsessed with it. Like I said, you were the first guy to call this radio station, and you could look it up. Robbie in Phoenix, the first series of Aaron Boone's career as Yankee manager, you called wanting him to be fired. You had had enough already after three games. So this is a long-running sort of feud, if you want to call it that way. But it's not healthy to be completely consumed by it. So I think 20 minutes is the perfect allotted time daily to complain, whether internally or externally, about Mr. Boone. And that is a great job by your wife.
So you think that's fair?
Yes, I think so. I think now, does this count, calling the, or is this separate? Does this count towards the 20 minutes?
This counts.
Okay. All right. But still, so we could literally talk 20 straight minutes about how bad Aaron Boone is, and then that would be the 20 minutes for the day. I don't think we're going to do that, but we could, in theory, do that.
Right. But now, but here's that. So when we have company over, a lot of my friends agree with me, but their wives gave him a 20-minute Boone rule tool.
So the wives are all on the same page. So all of you and your friends, when they come over for company for game night, they want to talk about Aaron Boone. It doesn't combine. It's 20 minutes across the board, meaning you can't add up your 20 minutes and then complain about him for an hour because you're all together. So it's 20 minutes no matter what. Got it.
20 minutes no matter what.
Yep.
But my other thing is Volpe is awful. They've got to come up with something.
Now, have you always been like this with Volpe, too, like you were with Boone? Or were you ahead of the curve? Oh, so you knew about Volpe, that he was no good early on as well. Now, do you have 20 minutes a day to complain about Volpe, or is he not in that point yet? Just Boone.
Not yet.
He is... Okay, so let's talk about Volpe. I don't see him being... He's not going to be the starting shortstop once Caballero gets back. He, at best, is going to be a utility player for this team, a guy you can bring off the bench, can play a bunch of positions. I don't see him figuring into a major starting role with the Yankees. But it sounds like to me, Rob, that you just want to ship Volpe the heck out of here.
Yes.
Well, they love him. That's the thing. I think he's lost a little bit. And, Rob, I appreciate the call. Great insight there. Glad you enjoyed your trip to Japan. The bloom is falling off the rose for Volpe with the organization. That's just my feel. Number one, they sent them down. They didn't bring them up. And then Caballero had to get hurt in order for Volpe to get an opportunity. And then Aaron Boone quickly poured cold water on any type of, hey, could Volpe be the starting shortstop when Caballero gets back? Aaron Boone, in an Aaron Boone type way, you know, he doesn't flat out say things sometimes. He speaks in a little bit of code. But in an Aaron Boone way, he told you, hey, Caballero, he's the man. He's the shortstop. No matter what happens over the next 10 days, once Caballero can come back on the field, he is the starting shortstop, not Anthony Volpe. Which I would think would take the pressure off Anthony a little bit, you know, come up here and perform. And the first go-around here, the first game, not exactly the type of performance that you're looking for. You know, that where if he's going to force the Yankees' hands. He took an 0 for a strikeout, error in the field. It was much of what we saw last year from him. And he doesn't have a long runway here to impress. He's only going to have a couple of games. And it's not a given he's going to start every single day. You could put McMahon at shortstop if you really wanted to, and put Rosario at third. So there are options for Aaron Boone. If Volpe struggles here, I don't think it's a given that he's going to have that job in the absence of Caballero, which by all accounts sounds like, according to Boone, according to Caballero himself, it sounds like it's only going to be for the 10 days minimum that you're on the IL. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the limelight. If you want to get on board and talk about the Yankees, talk about the Max Fried situation, talk about the Giants and Malik Nabers, who is had some news that we will remind the audience about today. If you missed it earlier, we will get into the NFL schedule, which will be fully released tomorrow, including the debut of a Thanksgiving Eve game. So I want to bring that up as well. We got you for another 3 hours. The Mets will be a conversation later on as they are taking on the Tigers. But once that game goes final, we will certainly talk about all things Mets. That's later on here on After Hours. The phone number is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.